Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Today is December 23rd, 2017. And guess what, Trey? Monday. What's Monday? Oh, God, really? It's Christmas, so this is going to be our Christmas show to some sorts. I mean, once we get past my opinion piece, I think we'll be all right.
You're losing your microphone now.
The opinion, oh, man, yeah, I'm losing it. Okay, the opinion piece is a little crazy, but the rest of the show is going to be pretty good. I got Ross to my left, I got Trey to the front, so we're going to have a lot going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you look in the screen later on, you're going to see me holding a large cup of fresh Joe from CEFCO Hilltop. The ladies over there brew it every day. They make a fresh pot every day, probably every hour, because so many people drink this coffee because it's so consistently good. So go get your CEFCO coffee from Hilltop. They're in Cameron. They got the breakfast special, medium coffee, and a breakfast sandwich
for
$3.
I like the pecan roast.
Pecan roast, you like that? You know, I like my coffee black. You know why? I'll tell you why. When I was in the military, you were just so thankful to get coffee. You didn't have time to put sugar and creamer and all this stuff. Just give me coffee. It made it simple. So I've always learned to drink stuff simple. It's just like if I have a shot of whiskey, I use water, not a mixer.
That's good.
Yes. So there you go. Little tidbit.
Just straight whiskey for the effect.
Well, this show is about alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, so I guess we're covering that aspect. Well, speaking of that, man, I got a special guest coming on today, and he's running the brewery in Temple for BJ's. A lot of you people probably didn't know there's a brewery in Temple, but we're going to be talking about that. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, what do we got going on here? If you want to be part of the show, the number here at the studio is 254-697-6633. You can email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. We're simulcasting here on this station, 105.1 FM, The Ranch, here in Cameron. And we're also broadcasting out of KRXT 98.5 FM out of Rockdale. So check us out. We also got podcasts, and we're streaming live on my website, aaronsgunshop.com. So check that out, too. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, the Aaron's Gunshop YouTube channel. All sorts of things going on here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me give you an idea of what's going on in the show today, because we do have a lot happening. Today's show will be sort of Christmassy, like I said, once we get past my opinion piece, I guess. But today, once again, three true stories of self-defense and then some homegrown instances of home invasion. I know it's easy to be distracted, but we must maintain situational awareness. Today's License to Carry Attorney segment will be a joyous one with attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson giving us legal nuggets that can maybe make our life a little easier just by knowing the law. He has just told me a couple of them. My goodness, you are going to enjoy them. In my topic of interest segment, I'll go over upcoming events and whatever else time will permit me to do. After that, tactical snacking with the delicious Janae Goodman. This week's segment will be what to do with all those leftovers from Christmas dinner. Trey, I'm hearing voices. Where are those voices coming from? Okay, we need to kill that there.
Because he had too much.
Yeah, I can't listen to more than one thing at a time. Okay. Yeah. At 11 o'clock, the voice of law enforcement, retired police chief Randy Dixon, the man of manners, the connoisseur of common sense, and the duke of decency, Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement, will be giving us, as always, great information. My product spotlight, sponsored by ANC Firearms and Heidenhammer, is the Bursa Thunder 380 and the 22 Long Rifle. Two great guns for a great price being offered as a combo package by ANC Firearms. So go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page, and see the picture of me holding both those pistols there. They've got a special deal going on. You buy both of them, you get it for a special price, and the information's right there, so check it out. My special guest today is Josh Pershey from BJ's Brewery in Temple. Yes, there is a brewery in Temple with a tasting bar. Woohoo! It's really good. It's a great place. Josh is going to be talking all about it. Let us know what's going on, when it happens, who can go, so on and so forth. So get your beer mugs ready to pour all this information into. And finally, Master Cindy Key, owner of Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. She can't be with us today, so I'm going to be playing a repeat performance of her showing her how to beat me up. I've become her practice dummy in these videos, and from the comments, it seems that people enjoy seeing you-know-what on me getting kicked. So go check out the video, and we'll be playing that repeat video at about 11:55 or so. So let's get this show rolling, and we're going to start off with the stories of real life. And this is coming out of the Concealed Carry magazine. Now look, on TV, they have Shark Week, right? Right? You were talking about Shark Week a couple weeks ago, right, Ross?
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, here on this radio show, it's going to be Woman Week. So here we go. Woman Week story number one. Arizona woman fights back in road rage incident. A road rage incident between two women in Glendale. What, Ross?
Road raid?
What'd I do?
Road raid?
I thought you were on that one.
All right, let's try this again. A road rage. Isn't that what I said?
No, you said road rage.
Well, a road rage incident between two women in Glendale ended well for one of them because she was armed. The aggressor... It's this hat, man. I'm getting... The aggressor followed the victim's car to an intersection where she attacked a passenger. When the driver got out of her car, declared she was armed and ordered the attacker to back off, the attacker proceeded to attack the armed driver, beating her about the head and shoulders. After repeated warnings to stop the attack or be shot, the victim used her legally carried pistol to shoot her female attacker once in the stomach, ending the attack. My expert commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, the reason I am so persistent on being accurate when shooting is because the tighter group you get in a calm scenario, the tighter it will be when the adrenaline starts pumping. Because when that happens, your shots have a tendency to spread out. So goes it with stories like these. Although I applaud her, the woman in this story, for defending herself, I think when the attacker got out of her car, the victim should have just driven away. So by learning the do's and don'ts of real life scenarios, we can tighten up our response and our response time like we tighten up our shot groups. How is that for an analogy? Not so good? Okay. Story number two. Texas man defends against an armed woman. A Killeen man was accosted in his apartment parking lot by an armed 23-year-old woman who wanted to quarrel about a parking issue. As the woman grew more agitated, the male tenant, himself legally armed with a concealed pistol, tried to defuse the situation. When the woman assaulted him, the man drew his own gun and shot her, ending the attack. The woman died at the scene from her injuries, which police determined were inflicted in self-defense. My commentary. Ladies and gentlemen, if a gun wasn't involved in this story, I would have said to let the parking spot go and give it to the woman. But I don't care who you are. Man, woman, old, young. You draw a weapon on me, and the same result may happen to you. Bring a gun to a gunfight, you better expect return fire. Story number three. You like that. Arkansas woman scares off purse snatcher. While unlocking her car door at Little Rock Grocery Store, an older woman was approached by a young man who tried to snatch her purse. The woman resisted and displayed a pistol she carried in her purse, frightening the thief away. Can you guys have any idea what I'm about to say about this story? Thank you, Trey. You actually listened to the show. Here's my commentary. Ladies, I guess gentlemen too nowadays, do not keep your gun in your purse. How many times I got to tell you this? Do I really have to explain it? If they take the purse, they take the gun. Duh. Okay? Stop putting it in your purse. Now, I got stories here. I got this from the newspaper. This is homegrown crime here. Woman shot multiple times in home invasion. This is by Deborah McKeon. A Temple woman was shot multiple times during a home invasion about 1:30 a.m. Tuesday on the 1100 block of South Terrace Street. Two men forced their way into the residence through the front door and shot the woman several times. One man was armed and both wore hooded sweatshirts. The victim said the man knocked on the door and started shooting when she opened the door. What's the catch there? What do you think you should do? Not open the door. All right. She said they didn't demand anything, but took her cell phone. The men weren't there when the officers arrived, and it's not known which direction they took off. Now, Tuesday's home invasion was the third one in Temple since December 1st. One occurred on December 3rd in the 300 block of South 24th Street. A woman and her boyfriend were asleep when three masked men came in, attacked her boyfriend, and hit him several times in the head with a handgun. The Temple police report didn't mention anything was taken from the residence. The other home invasion was on December 1st, also in the 300 block of South 24th Street. Three men, how much you want to bet they're all the same, reportedly robbed people. The bedroom door was repeatedly kicked in while they were in bed asleep. Guns were pointed at the victims and items were demanded. When the three men couldn't find what they wanted, they left. The only thing missing was a cell phone from the nightstand next to the bed. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's fishy to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, you never know when it's going to happen. What gun do you have on your nightstand, okay? Which gun do you have? Do you have a gun with a flashlight? Do you have a high-capacity one so you don't have to worry about reloads? Do you have a flashlight so your other hand's got a telephone on it or defending yourself? Or do you have a flashlight in one hand and a gun in another hand? If you got the money, buy a gun with a light rail and put the two together. All right. That's that. Now, let me go to my opinion piece. Let's get this out of the way. And I'm going to be straight front and honest with you here. I write what I'm thinking at the moment. It hits me, and I say, that's it. That's what we're going to do. So here it is, the opinion piece for this week. It's titled, An Ample Dose of Torture. Merry Christmas. Ladies and gentlemen, every red-blooded American, every true American needs a good dose of torture. And I don't mean torture physically, but I do mean watching it. It is sickening and beyond the pale what a human can do to another human. Don't ever tell me, don't ever, that it can't get that bad. If anyone ever says that, they have no clue. I double dog dare you to watch Nazi torture videos of World War II, concentration camps, firing squads, hangings, mass graves, gas chambers, scientific experiments, and on and on and on. Look at the tormentor's face, the cold black shark eyes of pleasure feasting on the defenselessness or helplessness of others. How about ISIS? Drownings, beheadings, being thrown off buildings, set afire. There is no other species on this earth that I know of that can pervert its mind to do the atrocities that I have reviewed. An animal kills an animal for food. Period. We are not animals. We are humans. And in your host's humble opinions, humans of this kind are Satan-possessed. It is people like you and me, the good ones, some filled with the Holy Spirit and others just filled with good nature, that keep this planet and the human race somewhat safe. This country from its foundation has been the only true place people could go to escape persecution. Now this great country is under attack by Satan-possessed individuals determined to take it down. That is why it is so important to be accurately knowledgeable to what's going on around you and to stamp out the fires of wickedness before they turn into raging infernos. Humans are nice until they are not. When they are not, they can overcome, or they can fall into the abyss and never come back. That's why I keep fresh in my mind what humans can do to other humans. I watch, I study, I categorize the level of evilness people can do. The ones who are strong with evil can easily pull those who are weak to follow. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, there are a lot of weak ones out there. The person you would never expect could be the worst one of all. So take your dose. Watch how evil your fellow man can become. Learn the traits and the signs. One day it may save you and me, and together can save this country. Now, we're going to take a break. Merry Christmas, by the way. And we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to have attorney extraordinaire Benton Ross Watson giving us some awesome gifts, awesome legal nuggets for Christmas. So we'll see you on the other side. This segment of Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program is being brought to you by Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, LLC. Have you been arrested? Are you in jail and want to get out? Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds at 254-697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds accepts credit cards and debit cards. Call-ins are also accepted. Conduct your business privately in the Twin Pistol Bail Bonds offices, which are located directly across from the Milam County Sheriff's Office at 707 West 4th Street in Cameron. You're in jail and you want to get out. Let Twin Pistol Bail Bonds help. Call Twin Pistol Bail Bonds now at 254-697-6035 and ask for Dustin Thomas or Lisa Roden. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, 254-697-6035. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Coons, the owner of AMC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to AMC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. AMC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Cappellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm in Cameron focuses on cases involving personal injury litigation, including asbestos exposure and mesothelioma. At Cappellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm, you are never treated like a number. Cases are accepted on a contingency basis, so clients do not have to pay out of their pocket. Contact Cappellino, Dodd, Krebs Law Firm in Cameron today. Call 888-MISO-FIRM.
Out to you. If you can give us a call here at 254-697-6633 and tell us there's Trey here, there's myself, and there's Ross. Which one of the chipmunks is us? I think it's an easy one to figure out. But give us a call, 254. Listen up.
Very good, Theodore. Alvin, you were a little flat. Watch it.
Gentlemen, a little bit of Christmas music, a little joy, a little fun, festivities. Give us a call, 254-697-6633, if you can tell us who each one of those were. Is it Ross? Which one is Ross? Which one's Trey? Which one's me? Anyway, Ross, welcome to the show. This segment's sponsored by Cappellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm, and you, sir, are giving me a backache with all this fan mail I'm getting for you. All these duffel bags worth of mail. So tell us, what's going on? Say hi. You got a whole bunch of nuggets for us, don't you?
Yeah, we got some good stocking stuffer, legal stocking stuffer today. You can find me out here at Cameron. That's my main office area. It's been crazy this December. I'm already here. We're about to start January 2018. It's crazy. And I wish you'd have done a segment like this before. I think that the whole purpose of being a lawyer, at least why I became a lawyer, is to learn tricks. It's nuggets. The whole point of is to learn how to work the system. And I don't know, there's a lot of people that think, well, I started off in Cameron, I must not have gotten off a good job. It's not correct. I've actually kicked myself the first 2 years of starting my own business. Why didn't I take the firm job that I got offered? Why didn't I take the job with the big company that was offering six figures? And now it's paying off. I love every minute. And you start your own company, and it's just like, as far as running a business is concerned, you don't have any idea what you're doing.
You know the best part about being your own boss is?
Yeah, you can sleep late.
Not having one. That's the best part.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, too. No, but I think really you can't really sleep late. Probably work more hours than anybody else. But over time, you start learning all these tricks. And then you really understand, like, why am I just helping other people? Why aren't I using what I know to help myself? And you really get into it, and you have your own business. And it's just like a game. How much money can I make, and how much can I save? And how much, you know, can I get over on the government? I mean,
the black cars are circling the building. Okay.
No, at all. I mean, it is what it is. And the IRS, you know, lets you do it. They tell you, they have treatises on their own website to tell you how to make these deductions. People just don't read them. They don't press their CPA to do it. And so I thought, you know, it's the end of the year. We're going to talk about some maybe deductions that you can take, maybe some retirement plans, maybe some some things, but there's just so much. That's what I was saying. It's like when you asked me to pick an opinion piece and didn't give me any direction. You can't just tell an ADHD kid, you know, pick one thing out of 100 and you know, try to make that work. But some of these things are practical stuff I see every day. It's the end of the year. You got people pressing you for debts. Your money's tight. You're trying to get into next year. I see a lot of people all the time come in and have medical debts. And it's a very simple letter you can, okay? And maybe they're trying to report you on your credit. Maybe you're scared that they're about to. Okay, well, next time they call, or next time you get a letter from them, what you need to do is, within 10 days of getting the letter, or right when you're on the phone with them, okay, and within 10 days after getting off the phone, 3-sentence letter. Now, there's other stuff you can say, but you won't remember that all of that, and you have to pay me to come have me write the letter. But you can do this on your own, and it's better than nothing, and it is probably going to get them off your back, okay? And it is, you say, this debt is in dispute. That's sentence one, okay? Then you say, taking any further action in regard to this debt or concerning this debt, right, will be a violation of the consumer protection or consumer, you know, protection statutes or consumer protection acts, something with consumer protection in it, right, and debt collection practices act, and that's the second sentence, okay? And then, right, you say, here's my contact information. Call me if there are any problems. Okay?
Wow.
And you send that in. Now, like I said, there's other specific language that you can say in there. Okay? And you probably should say it in there. But that's probably going to get you over the hump if you ever need to take some kind of action. Okay? And it's probably going to get them to stop. I'm telling you. I've used it on myself. I've had a medical debt. They come after me. Right? I send them this letter. They didn't do anything. You can talk to Craig Brown over there at Capolino, Dodd, and Krebs. He's an attorney. He's had to use the same letter, not on himself. He's used this letter for other people. They'll come after you for the medical debt. You send in this letter. They're, by law, they cannot report you, right, on that debt. There's other kinds of debts that it works for. It's not as of effective, but when you send the notice, I promise you, they're going to think twice because now they're subject to what's called the DTPA. And that's a good segue.
The DTPA?
Which is Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Okay?
Wow.
And that leads me into the next segue. That is the Consumer Protection Act that I was just mentioning in the letter. Okay? And here's what happened to me. I'll tell you a story. My company opened up a gym. And so we were buying some gym equipment for the company. And it shows up on there. And by the way, you're a consumer in Texas under the DTPA, even though you're not in other places. You're a consumer here in Texas for business purposes. And so it says all of this, and the guy worked it out, so I'm not going to call him out. We worked it out. But I'm telling you, this is very valuable. This is a very valuable tool, right? It's going to work for you probably at least 30% of the time. Hey, and that's a good percentage.
That's a good percentage, sure.
Just throwing it out there on your own for free with no cost to you, right? It's probably going to work about 30% of the time, right? Comes up, says free shipping in big red letters on their website, and it says like right underneath it, see details. And so I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I click see details. Boom! The screen, it goes into a new window, new screen, and it's all red. The screen is all red, and in big white letters it says like all purchases over $100, right, free shipping. Okay. So I said, oh, great. And it says, so you know, purchase. And so I click the purchase button, takes me through, and you know, does the, we've all done that, right, online. Mm-hmm. Well, then the guy calls me after I make the purchase, and he's like, he's not from Texas, at least. He may not even be from the United States, but he calls me, he's talking about, you know, shipping's going to be, you know, like $500. I was like, well, you're getting a letter tomorrow. Like, and I told him about this Consumer Protection Act, the DTPA. Like, there's no way. That's false advertising. False advertising is what you need to say. False advertising is a violation of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Okay? And it was by way of internet, right? And it was by way of emails. He called you, right? There's jurisdiction in Texas. And you're going to report him to the Consumer Protection Bureau. You're going to report him to the state Attorney General Division for Consumer Protection Services or something like that, right? And you're going to file a letter, right? And you're going to ask for the whole contract price plus the statutory penalty plus all these fees. But if you say false advertising and consumer protection and it's a violation and no, you're not paying that, okay, and you throw a fit, right, to some degree. I'm not telling you to act stupid, you know.
And this is for legitimate problems.
Legitimate problems, okay, right? most business owners, if they've been in business long
enough, smart enough.
They know what the DTPA is. Okay, and it's because it is extremely harmful to you as a business owner. I mean, it is hard, right, to defend against a DTPA case. Okay, I got free shipping.
Wow.
Long story short, I got free shipping. And I'm telling you, I've been out before, my girlfriend, and we've been at restaurants, and they'll have something on there that says, you know, this, like Peloton bike, for instance. We were looking at a Peloton bike, and it said, you know, you get a free lifetime subscription. Well, then they get us into the store, and that's what's called a bait and switch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they get you in the store. No, it's actually not that. It's a one-year commitment. But here, don't worry about that, because we have something so much better. Okay? Woo! They're going to get a letter. Okay, end of the year deductions. We're trying to make end of the year deductions here. So, if you've got established, you don't need any more foundation, and you're just gonna have this money that's just gonna go to the IRS. Okay, and you own your own business. You need to think about a SEP IRA. I think you can deduct. I think you can place up to like $56,000 into a SEP IRA. Okay, and it's tax free. I mean, all of that. I mean, that's a deduction to you. That's a deduction. Okay, and you may not want to spend that much. The only kicker is you're going to have to, whatever amount of percentage that is of your net income, your income is going to have to be, put in for your employees as well. So that's why a lot of people don't like doing that. But also consider maybe a healthcare reimbursement plan, right? Instead of paying a bunch of money into insurance or whatever, you can pay your money into the, especially if you know you're taking a routine expense every month for healthcare purposes. Maybe you're paying something for copay or something like that when you go in. If you're going to pay that, get a healthcare reimbursement plan. Pay money into there. That's a deduction.
Now let me ask you something. You offer all this to anybody who calls you and say, hey, help me to do this, right?
I can set a lot of this up. Some of these things you're going to need me plus the CPA. Some of these things you're going to need me plus a financial advisor.
But let's go real simple. That very first one, it seems so simple. Let's say somebody didn't want to do it and they wanted it written on your letterhead. Is it inappropriate for me to ask you what something like that would be charged?
I mean,
if you can, I understand. I'm just saying, is that somebody comes in and say, hey, work with me. It'd be a heck of a lot cheaper writing this letter from an attorney than you having to deal with all this other crap that can come from it, right?
I would say a one-time deal, you probably could get me to help you. It'd be worth it.
It'd be worth it.
If you knew there was a substantial debt.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, it was a substantial debt. Get me to write one letter. I got tired of doing a lot of this because people wanted me to do it for free.
And no, so you can't. You can't do that.
And I just got like, man, look, you need to go write the letter, and it's just three sentences. And so this is what I tell people to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if it's a substantial debt, yeah, come holler at me because chances are you'll get another collection letter in a year or two, right? And then you just send the same letter. And you'll just keep putting it off, and eventually the statute of limitations is going to run, and they can't collect on that debt. Okay.
Now that's not an excuse for someone to be
wasteful.
I mean, this is something that's legitimately, there's a challenge going on. And you got to take care of it. We're not looking to scam out. No way.
Hey, man, the whole basis for starting the state of Texas was to screw your creditors. That's why we have the Homestead Law. Hey, you look at Sam Houston. You look at David Crock. You look at Travis, Barrett Travis. I mean, hey, a lot of these guys, from the Alamo standpoint, a lot of guys at the Alamo, right, they're honorable people, great people, but a lot of those guys were in Texas for the sole purpose of evading creditors. Okay? That is the bottom line truth. And
I'm surprised the phone isn't ringing, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's true. That's true. And we got some other things. Healthcare savings account, right? Your CPA is going to have to help you with that one, too. But you can instead of having insurance, you can be sort of self-insured. You can pay in that savings account. I think there were four essential things that everybody needs to have for a good estate plan. You're going to need an insurance agent, a good insurance agent. Okay, one you can trust. I'm not going to tell you exactly what products to buy. Right, because that's why you need a good insurance agent to tell you exactly what's good for your needs. Okay, you need a trust plan. Right? Yes, sometimes a will works. And a lot of we're going to get into that, but I think it's a trust plan. For some people, a will plan can work. Defer your Social Security. Okay, defer your Social Security. This is going to earn you the most money, and that's why you have a good trust plan. That's why you have other things set up. If you're a business owner, right, this is where the fourth thing comes in. You need to have an entity structure. Right, a lot of times you can play that trust and the insurance, right, and the Social Security into your entity structure, right, along with those health care reimbursement plans, along with the Social Security benefits, with the health savings accounts, right? You can play those things in, right? And that's going to help save you so much money, and it's going to keep your money, right, being saved and working for you instead of going to somebody else. Again, and it's all, a lot of this stuff is all deductible, okay? And so that's the name of the game, okay? And safekeeping. So we talked about your estate plan and stuff, your legal documents. Make sure you have, I talked about a binder on here. I'm not just a form lawyer. You want to go on Rocket Lawyer. You want to go on stuff like that. You do your own forms. We're going to talk about why that's dangerous. But if you're going to do that, or you get legal documents from me, or you go on and print out your own, you need to have a binder. You need to keep these things in a specific place. A lot of people like a safe deposit box. What's the problem? If you die, how you going to get to them? Because you're dead.
You're dead. That's right.
And so if you can't get to them, how's your people going
to
get to them?
Yeah, I don't like the concept of a safety deposit box anyway. If the bank closes down, all my stuff's in there. I can't get to it. Well, shuts down, you're stuck.
Plus, it's in the hands of a third party, right? That makes it, that there's arguable consent to search under the Fourth Amendment. And, so if you got anything incriminating in there, you better not. Okay, so... let's talk about Rocket Lawyer. A lot of people come in. Yeah, oh man, it's $150, man. I charged them. I had a good friend of mine. I wanted me to set up an entity form. I was like, dude, your stuff is so complicated. It's construction law. I can do all this stuff for you, and we're best friends. I'm gonna do all this stuff, and it's gonna be $1,500. He goes, dude, $1,500? And I was like, what? $1,500? It like that for anything for anybody else is $5,000 to $10,000. That's not expensive. I'm gonna do all this stuff. He's like, I'm gonna go on Rocket Lawyer. Went on Rocket Lawyer. They said it was gonna be about $350. Right by the time it was done, and what he wanted to do, he ended up spending $2,000. Okay, I've had people. I wanted to charge a will to somebody for $500. They went on Rocket Lawyer, did it themselves. Came in after the guy died. Okay, came into my office. Had it signed, and both witnesses were interested witnesses. Throw the will.
You know, sometimes it's just best to go the old-fashioned way. If you want to learn how to shoot a gun, watching a video is cool to a certain point, but you need a guy who knows what he's doing to teach you. When you're going to do legal work, Rocket Lawyer, great. You know, all these places where you pull out the forms, but you need to go to an attorney, like Ross here and Rick.
Well, I'm not telling you how to do this. You want to do it? That's fine. Right? I guess you got a right to do your own, okay? But we had another case, like with a lady... you can do a Lady Bird deed, right? You can do a Lady Bird deed for Medicare, medical purposes, right? And you can do this because you're still the owner, right, of the property. But technically, right, you're going to give it to whoever's next in line. You can take a life estate without having to actually take a life estate. But I've had people go on Rocket Lawyer, right, trying to do a Lady Bird deed. And instead of doing the Lady Bird deed, they do the life estate. It's not the same thing. A life estate deed is not a ladybird deed. Okay? And so to save on these Medicare, to make sure that you're not in trouble when you go in the nursing home and these medical debts can come back on you, you've got to do the ladybird deed. The life estate doesn't work. It was the first malpractice case I've ever committed. I won't talk about that. It's the only time I've ever committed malpractice. I got out of it. Okay? But it's dangerous. So don't do that kind of thing if you don't know what you're doing, right? Because I'm telling you, I committed malpractice. I hadn't been licensed 3 months, right? And I had to beg people and pull favors, right, to get out of it. And, you know, thank goodness I did, because you're talking about somebody that was going to lose their homestead if what I did messed up and I was going to have to.
You know what I noticed about you, Ross? You just tell it the way it is. I mean, you don't hold back anything. I mean, experiences that happen to you that some people may say, I don't want to broadcast that. You just broadcast it for the benefit of others. I think that's awesome.
Well, look, you can do your own will. You can do your own will. Make sure it's wholly in your handwriting. You don't even have to have witnesses and stuff, right? If it's wholly in your handwriting, the problem is, you know, you've got to have somebody prove up your handwriting, okay? And yeah, there's an issue there. And then if you try to do it like spur of the moment, they're going to have heirs that are going to say, oh, well, he was incapacitated.
Couldn't you videotape yourself doing it yourself?
Yes, you can. You can. It's a good idea. It's just further evidence that it was you, but the video itself is not enough. You're going to have to actually have that written piece of paper.
Well, that's what I mean. As you're writing that piece of paper, you're getting your video and yourself writing it so that they can confirm that it's you with the handwriting. But
And another thing, I do a kids protection plan. I don't know why more parents don't don't take advantage of this.
This is interesting.
But if you're a parent, like you need to have a guardian nomination. Like if you and your spouse go to dinner together and you die in a car wreck, what's going to happen to the kids? You think this doesn't happen? Like this happens. Like, and this also happens. Like, I'm sorry for the bad parents out there. If something happens with CPS, like if you got a guardian designation, the kids are going to go to that person instead of them taking to a foster home. Like, and CPS is going to be bound to go to the next person that's listed as the guardian.
That's very important.
Why? I mean, why do you not do this? Nominate a temporary guardian. And my kids' protection plan, which is sometimes free. Okay, I probably shouldn't say that, but it is. Like, these are not expensive things to do. It's not complicated, right? Name a guardian. Name a temporary guardian. You can exclude guardians if you want. You can do instructions to the babysitter, instructions to the guardian, instructions for your temporary guardian. I talked about ID cards mm-hmm. with the gun trust.
Yes.
I do ID cards for your kids' protection plan, too. Make ID cards to show your people who are going to be in charge of your estates and your businesses. Have an ID card. List who they are and what their position is going to be so that they'll remember how to explain who they are and what they are. And on the back of that card, maybe list where these documents are.
Good idea.
And if it's a private ID card that only that one person that you trust to be trustee or that one person you're going to trust to be executor has in their wallet and can keep it safe, nobody else is going to know about it. But it's going to allow them to say, okay, what do I do? Maybe there's instructions on, you can put whatever you want to on the ID card. The point is, Ray, I think these kinds of tips are good ways to make sure that everything's in place and you don't have to worry about anything. Man, it's so good. Like, man, yes, sometimes I spend more money than I want, but when I do that, a lot of times, like when I pay for these marketing plans or when I pay for a forum program, it's so, I don't have to worry about it.
Man. Right, that's right, peace of mind.
Like, and it allows me to make so much more money because I get to focus on other things. And I'm not so focused that I don't have any time for anybody else.
Right.
And so a lot of these things, bank accounts, pay on death beneficiary. If you're going to try to do it without a will, it can be done, but it needs to be pay on death, or you need to have a joint account with right of survivorship. Not just a joint account. It needs to say joint account with right of survivorship. I've had problems where they said, well, it's a joint account, you know, and I've gone to the bank and I said, it's a joint account. Well, there's another lawyer involved. Maybe some banks will just let you take the money. If there's another lawyer involved and you're already in a fight, I've had problems because it doesn't say right of survivorship. And that means, right, that it's not all that joint signatories money in that bank account. Okay, it is, okay, not all their money. Okay, and so pay on death beneficiary, okay, or joint account with right of survivorship.
Yeah, you would think death is simple, but it ain't.
It's not, right? And don't think, oh, my family's going to, well, I got a will, it's all good. They still got to file the will, or they got to do a small estate affidavit, or they've got to file it as a muniment of title. There's something they've got to do unless you have a trust set up, right? A lot of people say, oh, it's trusts are too expensive. Well, there's a lot of reasons I don't have time to go into today why it's not. Okay, there's other stuff too, right? But yes, even if you have a will, there's other things you can do on top of that. Just make sure, like powers of attorney, you can't have a power of attorney. But if you want to keep the bank accounts free and clean, maybe have a pay on death beneficiary. The will's not enough. Hey, because the will, they still got to go and file it just to get the letters. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily. There's some things, but they only got 10 days. And most people don't do it in 10 days. And so, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy, man. As much as I try to be prepared, when you talk, I'm like, oh my gosh.
And so then consent, if you got a marijuana blunt sitting right there on your console in your cup and you hadn't been smoking it and there's no smoke, you just got it in the car, in the console, do not consent to the search. If he finds it, he's not going to do you any favors. Do not consent. God, I understand some people try to talk their way out of stuff. That's fine. I've talked my way out of some bad stuff, too. Okay, I'm not one of those lawyers going to tell you every time don't say anything. That's probably the smartest way to go because most people are stupid and they say stupid stuff, but... Right. If you think you want to talk, it's fine. But do not consent and do not tell them that the marijuana's in the console. That's stupid. What did I say? Record. I got record on here for something.
I tell you what, we need a
safekeeping. Make sure you put everything in the folder or on a flash drive.
Ross, you're on fire, dude. Tell everybody how they can get a hold of you.
Ben Watson here at Cameron Primary Office, location 105 East Main Street, right across from the courthouse, Big Milk Cow on the side. You can email me at Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N, at Watson.legal. That's Benton at Watson.legal. Or call me 254-605-4140. 254-605-4140. I love being here. Thank you, Rick Dodd. Merry Christmas to the Capitolino Dodd and Krebs. Christmas party was awesome. I lost my hat.
See you on the other side.
Capitolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos. Trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capitolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MISO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Power. Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Bold Engine, formerly Cameron Seed Company. For friendly service and quality work, stop it at 408 West Bank. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Motors. Power through the summer with Cameron's Bold Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bank.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com.
Gentlemen, we are back. Today is December 23rd, 2017. We're here live now. You can give us a call at 254-697-6633. Give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. Go to Aaron's website at aaronsgunshop.com. Like us on Facebook. Let's get those numbers up. Spread the word. Do me a favor. Share it with as many people as you can. Let's get these numbers up. Like us on Facebook. Go to Aaron's Gun Shop YouTube channel. Become a subscriber. Let's spread the word. Got lots of good videos there. The last segment we just did with attorney Benton Ross Watson was awesome. I mean, each one of those points that he talked about could have been a show in itself, and maybe we'll do that as the year goes on. Now, ladies and gentlemen, in the this is the topic of interest segment, and one of the things I want to make clear is I am extremely thankful for many things. I've been extremely blessed. I'm totally unworthy, and one of the biggest things I want to thank is just the grace of God for just loving me, forgiving me, and putting up with me, and, you know, opening my eyes every morning, seeing another day to live, breathing a fresh, you know, breath, fresh air, listening to sweet sounds and music that I enjoy, things that get me going, all sorts of, lots of things. Just, I'm thankful for everything that I've got. Like I said, I'm not deserving of it. Hopefully, you know, you can meditate upon yourself and your life and be thankful for all the things that good Lord has blessed us with. December 25th is Christmas. That's Monday, in case you forgot. December 29th, this upcoming Friday, I am open, ladies and gentlemen. So, come on out.
from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And people ask me, one day? One day you're open for 3 hours? That's right, because every other time is set for seminars and classes. I used to be a full 100% retail outlet, but there's so much competition out there, and I'm so much more into training that I've just converted it over to a training facility, a 98% training facility, which you can still buy guns from me online. Go to the Aaron's Gun Shop website and aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Gallery of Gun page, and we got all sorts of guns there that you can order online. January 5th, that's two for a night. Bring a guest, and their range time is free for that night. So the first Friday of the month is two for a night. Bring a guest, and their range time is for free. January 6th is our next LTC class. So if you're looking to get a license to carry, give me a call, send me an email, go online. I'll have it posted on my license to carry page soon. That January 6th, Saturday, 2 p.m., will be the next license to carry class. That course is $60. January 12th, Robin. I talk about the round robin all the time and how important it is for your training when carrying concealed for self-defense. It's a fantastic way, a fantastic method to get yourself well-versed in handling your firearm and other firearms under time constraints, accuracy constraint, and unfamiliarity restraints, not being too familiar with another person's gun that you're shooting. We also give away some pretty neat prizes. It's $20 to enter. You got to pay me $10 a night anyway to shoot. Why not spend $20 that night, shoot all night long, get to compete, have some fun, learn some good training, and maybe even win something. January 19th is ladies' night. Ladies' range time is free. So, guys, if you bring the ladies out, the ladies get to shoot for free. Ladies, if you're bringing your ladies out, they get to shoot for free. I don't care. It's ladies' night. Ladies get to shoot for free. Lots of things going on. Trey, what are you thankful for in this world, in your life?
In all seriousness?
Yeah.
Dude, my kids, first off. Janae, she's an amazing woman. My family. Dude, I'm thankful to have you for a friend.
Wow.
Yeah, this has been a great, great gig. You know, yeah, I get paid for it, but were I independently wealthy, I would do this for free.
That's absolutely a very big compliment. Thank you very much.
Thankful I've got a job. I love the kids I work with at Ben Milam. And, thankful for my siblings, my nieces. Oh, my nieces are awesome. Mm-hmm. Dude, I could go on and on and on.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, during the course of the show, if you want to give us a call, 254-697-6633, and tell us what you're thankful for, we'd love to put you on the air. I've got a little joke here. I'm not really kidding, but, you know, this is a low on the totem pole. But John Moses Browning. I'm thankful for John Moses Browning. 1911s, high powers, M2 machine guns. The guy was an incredible genius when it came to making weapons. All sorts of stuff. Okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go now to the delicious Janae Goodman with Tactical Snacking. This week, what to do with all those leftovers from Christmas dinner, if you're going to have any, if you haven't eaten them all. If you got some left, Janae's got some great points as to what to do with those extras. So, Trey, take it away.
Hello, my lovelies. I am officially over Christmas song quota for the year, and soon I'll be over eating the same Christmas dinner for 3 days. What to do, what to do? Well, don't worry. My name is Janae Goodman, and I've got you covered. Traditionally, my family doesn't have a typical Christmas meal, so I surveyed several families to get an idea of what's on the table for this holiday. As far as Christmas menu goes, I got quite a spread. No, I'm the only one who thought that was funny. Tough crowd. Anyways, let's start with the centerpieces, our proteins. Most families will be eating ham tomorrow, so here's some ideas for what to do with your leftovers. You can make ham and brie pastry cups, which is also great as a New Year's Eve party appetizer. Remember, you can also save any leftover meats and bones for stocks or soup broths, which can be frozen for up to a month. Introduce your ham, for instance, to a variety of soups and stews, such as ham and lentil, creamy potato soup, or chopped ham and vegetable minestrone. Lamb chops, fajitas, baked chicken, fried shrimp, and beef pot roast also came up as main attractions. Give your old meals a new and exciting twist. For those leftover lamb chops, try them in an apple and lamb curry. Serve it with rice or pasta of your choice. How about tacos? Serve your choice protein in a corn or flour tortilla and spice it up with cilantro, sliced radish, onion, lime, and green salsa. Nothing says post-Christmas like shrimp or lamb tacos, am I right? What's easier to toss together than a salad? Serve your protein atop a nice pile of garden greens and veggies. Salad too green, you say? Make your own gyro. A gyro is a Mediterranean pita bread wrap. Traditionally, it's filled with pork, lamb, beef, or chicken. Top it off with lettuce, tomato, and tzatziki sauce. Here's a recipe to make your own sauce at home. a cup of plain yogurt, one cucumber that's seeded and finely grated, two cloves of finely minced or grated garlic, the lemon juice and lemon zest of one lemon, two tablespoons of dill, one teaspoon of mint, and a small squeeze of honey, about half a teaspoon. You'll also want salt and pepper to taste. Mix all that together and voila! Potato cakes are my new favorite pastime. They're my go-to for leftover mashed potatoes. Not only are they delicious, but they're also quite fun to make. You will need one cup of mashed potatoes, chopped meat of your choice, I tend to use ham or ground sausage, chopped green onions, one egg, 1 to 2 tablespoons of flour, and enough oil to coat your skillet. Combine your mashed potatoes, meat, chopped green onions, and 1 tablespoon of flour, as well as an egg, in a medium bowl. Mix it all up until you get a very thick batter consistency. You can add more flour if needed. Heat about 1 tablespoon of oil over medium-high heat. Add your potato mixture and fry until golden brown on both sides, about 2 to 3 minutes per side. Roasted root vegetables are one of my absolute favorite side dishes, and they go even better when paired with pasta and cream sauce. If you're not feeling a heavy Alfredo, lighten your roasted veggie pasta up with some lemon zest, olive oil, salt, and pepper. So apparently leftover tamales aren't a myth. Of course, I would opt to freeze any leftovers or package them up for my guests. But if you need something to snack on, cut your tamales up for breakfast. They go great with crispy hash browns or roasted red potatoes and a fried or scrambled egg. Top it off with cheddar or mozzarella and you've got a hunger buster. We can't forget about transforming those desserts. Breathe life into cakes and pies with a cake pop approach. Crumb your cake or pie, frosting and all, into a large bowl. There should be a decent amount of frosting or filling in your mix to make sure that your cake balls aren't too dry. Take a rounded tablespoon of cake or pie crumbs and shape them into a ball. You'll need to melt chocolate chips or candy bark in a microwave-safe bowl, stirring every 15 seconds. If you're using a lollipop sticks or wooden skewers, dip each skewer into your melted chocolate or bark before inserting it into the cake ball. This helps to keep the dessert in place. Once all the sticks are inserted, place your desserts in the freezer for about half an hour. Once they've firmed up, dip each cake pop into your melted chocolate or bark to coat them. Wait for them to dry before devouring. I'm sure you'll have plenty of candy canes left over as well. Whether they're from your Christmas tree, stocking, or coworker Christmas cards. Make peppermint and white chocolate chip cookies. Bake up your favorite sugar cookies, I have a recipe if you need one, and top them off with white chocolate frosting and finely crushed peppermints. Regift them or keep them for yourself. I won't tell. Thanks for spending part of your morning with me. And don't forget to shoot me an email at tacticalsnacking@yahoo.com for any recipes, tips, and tricks for the holiday season. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas to you and your families. And as always, stay hungry, my friends.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Vitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com. It is now time for the Master of Manners, the communicator of common sense, and the epitome of encyclopedia, Officer Randy Dixon, the voice of law enforcement.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Here we are, the Saturday before Christmas. You know, almost 348 days have gone through the year, and I hope everybody's had a good year. Personally, I'm ready for this year to be over. I'm ready for 2018 and some better things in 2018. I do want to take a moment to wish everybody a very, very Merry Christmas. You know, we've been on the radio here almost a year now, and it has been really a remarkable thing to hear from you folks, to have a lot of people who call, who email me and say that they appreciate the information that not only myself, but all the other people that are part of the show give. So from the bottom of my heart, from the Dixon family, we want to wish everybody out there, friends and foes alike, a very Merry Christmas. And I hope that, you know, Santa's good to you, but more than anything, and more than anything important, I hope and pray that each one of you get to spend some time with your family. One of the things I've learned through this last year and all the trials and tribulations that this year has brought is that there's nothing more important than family and friends. And I'm talking about the real friends, not the ones that are going to be behind you with a knife waiting for you to falter. Because there are people out there like that. You know, we reflect on them during this time of year, and we talk about the things that people do and the people, how they hurt each other. You know, Christmas spirit and Christmas cheer is not about time of hurting. It's about time of peace, remembering. And besides, look at it this way. Karma someday will have their own way with those that are trying to hurt you. Best of all, I wish everybody a Merry Christmas again. And I'll be with you next weekend again talking about New Year and some safety tips about drinking and driving and party going during the holiday season, especially during the New Year's. But today what I want to do is I'm thinking a little bit about, you know, all the people out there. And you have to excuse my voice today, but I want to think about everybody out there who has to work today. You know, there's people during the holidays that really don't celebrate the holidays. They may want to, but because of the type of job they've got and because of what they do, it's impossible for them to be off with their families. And I hope everybody takes a few moments to think about those folks. And that's what my program is going to be about today, is remembering those people that try to do their best to keep us all safe and sound. And I'm talking about everything from your police officers to your firemen to your emergency medical services technicians, paramedics, to your nurses, your doctors, even to the people that who work in the service industry that's trying to take care of us during this time of year. You know, I was for 26 years, I served the people of Temple as a police officer, sergeant. And my first 8 or 9 years, there never was such a thing as a weekend off or a holiday off. You worked, you did what you were told. You know, times have changed, people have changed, but the service industry hasn't. The law enforcement, the emergency medical services, the firefighters, they still have to do what they have to do. And we all need to be very appreciative of those. I'm out of the business now, but I know there's a lot of people, a lot of friends of mine, my sons, firemen, and they all do things not because of personal gain, but because they have a feeling that they're doing the right thing for the right reasons for the right people. And that's what it's all about when you're working in law enforcement or in fire or police or whatever it is. It's understanding that. But I want you to take a few moments, folks, and I want you to really think about this a second. Imagine working on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, or New Year's Eve, and your job duties include protecting the citizens of your community and reducing crime, all at the risk of your own life. Those are the duties of first responders, including police officers, who during the holidays must respond to an increase of calls concerning domestic disputes, burglaries, suicide attempts, and more. So as the holidays fast approach, we hope that all the citizens appreciate the challenges and really do think about how much we appreciate y'all and the jobs of all first responders face, and show the support to the police officers of Central Texas. You know, Thanksgiving Day was a very tough day for a lot of people. That was the day that the state trooper on I-45 was murdered. You know, that morning when he got up and he left his wife and children, preparing to go home that evening for a Thanksgiving feast, and never made it home that day. You know, we think about that. Think about the police officers. Think about the firefighters. Think about the military who are doing the job that nobody else wants to do or can do. And they're willing to put their line on the line. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. And this is where I talk a little bit about some things. And I want you to think about this a minute. This is a reflection right before Christmas. And I want you to reflect on this. There's not all police officers that are bad. Just like there's not all lawyers. There's not all doctors, preachers, or whatever that's bad. We only hear in the news, it seems like, when a police officer or a firefighter has messed up, made a big mistake, has done something wrong. But you know, 99.9% of the fellow law enforcement officers, firefighters, go through their entire career with ever a smidgen on them. And it's hard. It's hard to do things sometimes for the right reasons, especially when you've got people that maybe hate you simply because you wear a badge and carry a gun. And there are people like that out there. And I feel sorry for those people. I truly feel sorry for those people, because what they're doing is they don't know the person that's behind the badge. And that's why I really do think that sometimes you need, as a citizen, as a community, you need to learn your police officers, who they are, what they do. Take the time to talk to them. Get to know them. You know, police officers and first responders throughout their career have a lot of things that happen to them. You know, as I was alluding to a few moments ago, when I worked midnight shift for all the years in Temple, Christmas was one of the nights I worked, because we had a lieutenant named Robert L. Mitchell, one of the finest men I've ever met in my life. He died a number of years ago, but he was my first lieutenant in the police department. He taught me one thing, that family is always first, that you take care of your family. One of the things that he did teach me was this, that, and I tried to mold that when I was police chief. Sometimes people didn't appreciate it, and sometimes I caught some criticism over it. But I tried to treat people with respect, no matter who you are, what you are, whether you're the CEO of a bank, or whether you're a custodial worker, or even a garbage collector. Everybody has a soul. Everybody has heart. Everybody has a right to be respected. There's an old saying, never look down on a person unless you're helping them up. And I think during the holiday season, that should be ever paramount in every one of our minds. If you're going to look down on a person, be helping them up. Don't be criticizing them. Don't be telling them what they're doing wrong. Don't be telling them that you don't like them just because they're wearing a gun and a badge. You know, police officers, they have hearts. Those hearts get broken quite often because they see the filth, they see the hardships, they see the worst of the world of humanity. But they do it because they believe in what they're doing. So, you know, throughout the police officer's career, the majority of an officer's time on duty is spent dealing with society's bad side. And this only increases during the holidays. Holiday heightens anxieties in households. It increases it so much. And then what happens is when you have combined of maybe not a lot of money, maybe the pressure of alcohol or the pressure of marital problems, it seems to be a keg with a fuse on it that goes off. And then you have a police officer who goes in and tries to put the fire out. Many times it's just one person turns on the officer, and then both of them end up turning on the officer. So, folks, it's not a simple thing being a police officer. If you add alcohol to the mix, and the police officers have their work intensified. The increase of crime and other incidents during the holiday season is related to drinking and driving, or maybe to drug abuse, adds to the difficulty of their job. It also can lead to the stress to the officer and the depression for all the first responders. You know, we hear a lot about PTSD in our military. Well, our law enforcement, our firefighters, they have forms of PTSD as well. And I think it's paramount, it's important that we think about that, because they see every single day sometimes the worst of humanity. The holidays should be a happy time for everyone, including police officers who, like you, want to spend quality time and make memories with their friends and family. Nonetheless, police officers know that they have dedicated their lives to preventing crime and protecting the community, and the holidays are no exception, folks. For some officers, getting through the season means putting on their defensive emotional armor. And you think, what is defensive emotional armor? That's when you put that hard shell on that's easy to break, but you can't let it be broken. Luckily, the local police officers can get counseling and have help if they need it to try to reduce that stress. However, the true stress reliever for any officer would be making it through the workday unharmed and return to their families so they can enjoy their holidays as well. Remember, first responders have the duty to protect you and your family, especially during the holiday season when crime is increased. So as they do their job, I hope that everyone in our community and our city and our state can show support for your police officers and the other first responders. I want you to have a great holiday season. And from my house to yours, a very Merry Christmas. Last but not least, I want to read a policeman's Night Before Christmas to you. And it was a famed poem that was written by Clement Clark Moore about the visit from St. Nicholas. So I want you to think about this a minute. You know, it's been circulated on the internet. It's been unattributed for many years. And it's difficult for most police officers on that night to leave their families and their kids, maybe not get the presents put together in time, or to get off and try to get home in time to see them. You know, so if you're listening today, I'd like you to think about this. And one of the things I'm going to say this, folks, is, you know, and this is something I want everybody to try to understand. If any of you are listening today have issues with me talking about God, riding partners with a police officer on his rounds, you've never had to go into a dark alley alone or a dark building alone or approach a car oblivious of who or what is lurking in the night inside that car. As they say, there are no atheists in a foxhole. The same is with a cop on the beat. So indulge me this lament, if you will, please. I believe that you have to be a God-loving person to take on this job, because you see so many bad things, only God can get you through them. So if you'll let me do this for you, and we'll close today. A police officer's night before Christmas. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the streets, not a person was stirring except an officer on the beat. As he gently and quietly patrolled the town with great care, children and their parents slept peacefully there. The officer was clad in his blues and his vest, gun on his hip, always looking his best. He just pulled alongside for a quick bite to eat, when all of a sudden, out on the street, a bright light appeared from out of nowhere. He shielded his eyes from the brilliant glare. 'Twas the angel of the Lord at the squad car's rear. He smiled and spoke, "Dear officer, don't fear. I've been sent by God with a message for you, who faithfully serve while wearing the blue. He wants you to know he loves you all. He's pleased with the way you've answered your call. To protect and serve others, so selfless you've been, your bravery and kindness have known no end. Even in tragedy, when nights become long, you've helped countless strangers by being strong. God sees your heart, the joy and the pain. He knows the profession can often bring strain. So he sent me here to let you know that as you patrol, he goes where you go. As you patrol others, your Father protects you. His angels go with you. His spirit does too. No bullets too fast, no bad guy too strong. I'm sent to make sure that your life will be long. So fear not the night and fear not the day. Fear not the threats that might come your way. I'm sent to accompany you on your beat. There's not one moment you're alone in the street." The officer sat stunned by the love of God. He bowed his head with a tear and gave a nod. As the officer said thank you, the angel took flight. God's got your back. Carry on and a good night. Folks, I think that's what it's all about. So once again, from the Dixon household, Merry Christmas to all of you, and God bless you.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunShop.com.
Power. Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Bald Engine, formerly Cameron's Heat Company. For friendly service and quality work, stop it at 408 West Bank. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Mowers. Power through the summer with Cameron's Bald Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bank.
Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron prides themselves on service, resourcefulness, knowledge of the law, and attention to detail. So if you or a loved one has been injured by someone else's negligence, they can help. Call 888-637-6347 for help today from Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm. Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm will work as hard for your family as you do. Call 800-460-0606 for Capolino Dodd Krebs. Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Again, it's December 23rd, 2017. Got a lot more going on here on the show. We're in our product spotlight segment. And ladies and gentlemen, this one is very interesting to me, and I'll tell you why. What I'm about to talk to you about are two guns, the same body style, same manufacturer, but two different calibers. One's a 380 and one's a 22. And what I like about that is everything's the same. So when you go to carry the gun, it's going to be just like you were training with the other gun. So we've got the full-size caliber. Let's just say in this case, we're talking Bursa 380s. And then we're talking Bursa 22. They're the same freaking gun. Go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the Facebook page and look at me holding the guns there. You're going to see they're just basically the same. Same size, same mechanics, the whole works. So you can shoot one a heck of a lot cheaper than the other, yet your muscle memory works on the larger size. And I'm going to be reading a couple articles concerning these guns here, but just a real quick overlay of what I'm trying to talk about is this. You know, you can shoot an hour or two with 22 caliber size Bursa and then spend 10, 15 rounds max on your larger caliber just to make sure you can handle the recoil. And it's going to be just about the same results except for a little bit more delay in the recoil. So what I'm going to talk about today, this segment is sponsored by ANC Firearms out of Heidenhammer. ANC, I want to thank them very much for being a sponsor, keeping the show on the air, just like Capolino Dodd Krebs Law Firm and all the other ones, Small Injury Repair, Cameron Small Injury Repair, and Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, all my sponsors. I can't thank them enough. I couldn't be on the air if it wasn't for their support. So I ask you to please support these sponsors. And if you like the show and you've got a business out there and you want it on the air here, you know, you can support the show, get your word out, and it's a win-win situation. Now, today's product spotlight is the Bursa Thunder 380 and its sidekick, the Bursa Thunder 22 long rifle. And if you go to ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, they've got guns, ammo, knives, accessories, reloading supplies, and a whole lot more. You can give them a call at 254-983-4417. Arch, the owner, great guy. Clint, Mike, Dennis, they're all there to help you out, and they can do a lot for you. And they've got lots of guns on the shelves for you to look at. So go check them out when it comes to a gun. But this week, we're talking about the two Bursas. And I pulled this off of AmericanRifleman.org. It's packing the Bursa Thunder 380 pistol. I'm going to talk about the 380 and then just give my personal comments about the 22 as well. This is by Gil Horman. I'm sorry. I've had the opportunity to talk to lots of folks who are eager to assemble their first concealed carry rig. They've taken the plunge, obtained a concealed carry permit, and now they're ready to buy their first compact pistol. Then the sticker shock hits. And Trey, that's another good choice. It's the Bursa. I forgot to tell you about that one. While their enthusiasm may not be quenched, it can certainly be curbed as the price of a new gun, holsters, magazine, ammunition, and range time all start to add up. The good news is the Argentinian company Bursa has been quietly offering one of the best defensive bargains on the market for several years now. Imported to the U.S., the Bursa Thunder 380 chambered in 380 ACP offers a top-notch set of features for real-world prices. The Bursa Thunder 380 is a blowback operated, double action, single action, semi-automatic, which takes its design cues from the Walther PPK, famously carried by the fictional secret agent James Bond. This pistol is offered with several different finishes and grip options. The slide features a rounded muzzle for easy holstering, a three-dot sight system, and rear cocking serrations. Both the trigger and the slide cycle smoothly right out of the box. I was impressed by the number of added touches and upgrades this pistol has to offer. especially since they are usually reserved for more pricey models. The metallic front sight is dovetailed into the slide. The adjustable rear sight has a small screw for windage adjustments instead of being drift adjustable or fixed in place. The top of the slide is checkered to reduce glare. You ever wondered why they checker the top? It's because of that. It breaks up the glare of the gun. The front and back of the grip frame are grooved for improved purchase, as is the face of the trigger. An extended beaver tail protects the shooter's hand from hammer bite. The front edge of the roomy trigger guard is curved and textured to act as a finger rest, which I personally don't like to use, but some people do. That's your host speaking right there. The magazine release button is deeply checkered for positive operation. Since some little 380s hold just 6 or 7 rounds in the magazine, the Burst of Thunder takes an 8-round magazine that ships with an extended finger rest to ensure a firm 3-finger grip. The features, fit, and function all added up to a gun that give you plenty of bang for the buck. At the range, the Burst of Thunder 380 proved to be as fun to shoot as it was reliable. The combination of the pistol's smooth, clean trigger, comfortable grip, and moderate levels of felt recoil left me wanting more time on the range instead of less. The Thunder 380 was utterly reliable. All the controls worked properly, and there were no stoppages or malfunctions of any kind in the course of the testing. The slide was easy to cycle manually, and the slide catch needed just a light touch to release the slide when it locked open. I want to pause here for a second to make a comment about this slide. There's a lot of ladies out there who have a problem the first time getting an automatic pistol. They have a hard time racking the slide for two reasons. One, maybe it's a little bit tight, and two, their technique isn't right. So when you put bad technique to racking a slide and a tight slide spring together, you have failure. The Burst, I've rarely seen a woman who could not pull the slide back on a Bursa, which makes it a very favorable weapon for a woman. Back to the article. What I like best about the Burst of Thunder 380 is how likable it is compared to some subcompacts I've worked with. I actually enjoy shooting and carrying it. It's slim, light, and comfortable on the hip. As I've been writing this review, I found the pistol is hard to put down. It feels so well balanced in the grip, fits my hand so comfortably. It's an ideal option for self-defense practitioners who are new to shooting or to those who have been pulling triggers for years. With its moderate recoil, reliable feeding, and solid defensive accuracy, it's an ideal all-day, everyday concealed carry piece. It's hard to believe that it's a budget-friendly gun that can be picked up for the real-world prices. Will all of the affordably priced accessories available for this pistol, it's a worthy candidate for daily carry. Now, here are some of the specifications on it. It's a Bursa, model Thunder 380, two-tone. Action is blowback operated semi-automatic, calibers of 380. The slide is a matte black steel finish. Frame is matte nickel finished aluminum alloy. Grips are textured polymer. 3-dot sight, windage adjustable rear sight. Barrel length is 3.5 inches. Overall length is 6.6 inches. Height, 4.9. Slide width, 0.9 inches. Grip width, 1.3 inches. Weight's only 20 ounces when it's empty. Capacity is 8+1. Twist is 1 in 10. And grooves, there are 6. It has a key for an internal lock, hard case, owner's manual. And ANC Firearm has it on the shelf right now. Now, I want to add to this, too. That was the 380. The Bursa 22 is the same thing, except it's in 22 caliber. Now, your host speaking here, would never carry a semi-automatic 22 for self-defense. I would never do it. The primers on 22 caliber ammo, I don't trust. I may be saying this all wrong, but from my limited knowledge on how they do the primers, it's like a paste. If you ever looked at a 22 cartridge, you know how it's got the rim around the bottom. Well, it's like somehow they put a liquid paste primer in there and it circles the rim. And so if it doesn't make a complete 360 on the rim and you go to pull the trigger and the firing pin drops on part of the brass rim that might be missing some of that primer, it's not going to fire. Now, if you take the cartridge out and turn it 180 degrees in the chamber and shoot directly below the first hit, it may go off. But good luck doing that in a street fight when you got to depend on this firearm. So no when it comes to 22 long rifle for semi-automatic pistols. When it comes to revolvers, not a problem. If you got a malfunction on one round, pull the trigger and go to the next cylinder. I got no problems with that at all. Totally for it. For somebody who has to handle a 22 and can't handle something larger, but on a semi-auto, I wouldn't do it. I would stick to strictly center primed cartridges because it's just easier to clear the malfunction. Now, to close up this segment, I'll say this. ANC Firearms 254-983-4417 has both the Bursa 380 and the Bursa 22. Go to aaronsgunshop.com, go to the Facebook page and take a look at the picture. They've got a combination package where if you buy both, it's only $550. I think it's a savings of anywhere from $30 to $40 if you were to buy them separately. So check it out. Look at the picture. Give them a call. Ask them if they still got it on the shelf. Tell them you heard it on the show here. Support the people who support this radio show, okay? It's really appreciated by them, and it's definitely appreciated by me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to have my special guest here, Josh Pershey from the BJ Brewery in Temple, and I can't wait to talk to him, and Trey is going to have some input on this because I think we all enjoy the topic. So we'll see you on the other side, and we'll have Josh Pershey here from BJ Brewery. There we go. We'll see you on the other side.
Sometimes you just need more. But what do you do when that yard equipment needs more or just isn't working like it used to? The answer is Cameron's Fall Engine, formerly Cameron's Heat Company. For friendly service and quality work, stop it at 408 West Bank. They provide all your outdoor power equipment needs. Check out their selection of Echo, Snapper, and Zero Turn Big Dog Mowers. Power through the summer with Cameron's Fall Engine. Call 254-697-3452 or stop in at 408 West Bank.
Arch Coons, the owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Capellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm focuses on cases involving asbestos exposure, mesothelioma, birth trauma, defective products, and injury and death resulting from car and truck wrecks. Call the tough, experienced injury attorneys at Capellino Dodd Krebs Law Firm in Cameron. Call 888-MESO-FIRM or 254-697-4965.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who's been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. AaronsGunshop.com. Central Texas Martial Arts of Rocktail offers martial arts classes Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. in their 1,800 square foot facility, which is located in Rockdale at 973 Highway 77. Learn confidence and control with mind and body at the Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale. Call or text Master Cindy Key at 254-721-2775 or just stop by. Central Texas Martial Arts Academy in Rockdale, 254-721-2775. Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. It's crazy in here. That's why. Crazy Train. We love this guy, don't we, Trey? Man, that's a good song. Okay, we've got here today with me a special guest, a good friend of mine, Josh Pershey,
Josh, welcome to the studios. He is the administrator to the Temple BJ's Brewery, and I didn't even know that was the deal there. I go buy it all the time. So welcome to the show. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm well, thank you. We're kind of a well-kept secret. It's our BJ's Brewery, so our main focus there is brewing for our brewery.
Wow.
That doesn't even include our soda. The soda was 1,000.
Josh, I got to ask this, because I didn't know this. I did not know BJ's Restaurant was such a big chain. I was looking at the map you had on the wall there at the brewery, and it's like, oh my gosh, and you said on the east side of the Rockies, right? Mm-hmm. All you see is you're looking at the was the map of Texas or the United States?
The map of Texas, the one that we have in that.
But that was a lot of places,
man. That's about 34 restaurants. Outside of Texas, though, we send soda, we send product all the way to Pennsylvania. Well, we send a lot of beer, actually, to California, which is where the company's based. But because we're the only brewery who does any can production, we actually have to send that can product to California to supplement their needs. So within Texas, 30-something restaurants, but outside of the state, we probably hit another 60 or 70 more. So the number of restaurants you saw on that map alone is maybe a third of what we had.
That's really impressive. I've been to other breweries, and I see how it works. I find it very fascinating. And you took me for a quick tour of the place there, and it's interesting to see it. Why don't you tell people if they can get tours? I'm going to be jumping all over the place with this interview, okay? So
definitely. And honestly, like I said, we're kind of a hidden gem. We're a well-kept secret. Not a lot of people know that we're there yet. The ones that do know, they've become regular guests. They like to bring their families. It's a family-friendly environment. We are open for private events. That's just something you would contact me through. We have a Facebook page, which is... mainly how I reach out to our clientele. It's the BJ's Brewery Tasting Room Facebook page. That's about all the marketing utensils I have at my that I can use to get our message out there.
Well, we're going to try and convince BJ's Restaurant Chain to maybe be a sponsor of this program.
I think that would be a wonderful idea.
Because we could do lots with that.
The more popular that brewery gets, the more people around town, you know, would definitely be interested in hearing more about it.
I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm impressed. I really am. I mean, you're going down the street and there's this building there. It's well-kept, clean-looking building, handsome building. But you're like, what is it? What is it? Then I go, are you kidding me? There's a brewery in there? And then all of a sudden, I see you, Josh, on the street. I'm like, no, get out of here, man.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, we have people kind of wandering in the door sometimes on our Friday and Saturday nights, you know, kind of wide-eyed, not knowing really what to expect when they get inside. But every time they're blown away by the atmosphere. And we've got games and stuff laying around. It's a heated environment, so even now during the cold weather.
Now, I'm going to say it now. I'm going to put the bug out there. I got a system to set up in that place. If management will allow it, we can do some laser firing shooting ranges, have a lot of fun. You can't have guns and alcohol, but you sure as heck can have laser guns.
It's a better place to do it. It's a warehouse environment, but it's very clean. You know, we've got the stainless steel tanks there. The taps are nice. It's really an inviting environment that speaks well for the company. But like I said, just not a whole lot of people know about us yet. We've only been there. The tasting room's been open a year and a half now.
I think you said October 2015.
Okay,
I think, right?
So it's right at 2 years. The brewery itself has been there for about 2.5 years. When they opened the brewery, they had to focus on getting beer to the restaurants. So the tasting room was kind of on the back burner. But once that opened up, man... people started coming in. You can buy BJ's beer to go, so you can get six packs or growlers of any of our craft beer, and that's something that you're not going to see anywhere else in Texas for BJ's.
I may be putting you on the spot. No weird stuff here. What does BJ's stand for?
I get that question a lot. I've never gotten a clear answer from anybody.
Initials or name or something?
It was just kind of whatever they came up with. It's based under Chicago Brewing is the kind of the umbrella over BJ's Restaurants, but they started out in California. I think they started one restaurant with a brewery attached to it back in the early 90s, and since then have grown to become the company that they are with well over 300 restaurants nationwide right now. Starting in California is definitely the most dense area for the restaurants, but they have moved east down the south side of the country, and like I said, we send stuff to Pennsylvania, so we're breaking into New England.
I'm impressed. I did not realize how many there were. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're that big, it was just interesting to me, especially because I know you, and then you show me around, and I think I just didn't connect all the dots, okay?
Yeah, people in Temple are proud to have us there because they know that BJ's is a big company, and so it's really cool that they chose kind of a small town like Temple, Texas, to host their largest brewing operation.
I think they see it growing.
Character to the downtown area as well.
Now, when I was...
Go ahead. Beer is one of those things that goes with Texas.
That's right.
So, yeah. I mean, it's kind of understandable.
Craft beer being a huge industry breaking out right now. Oh, yeah.
Now, and speaking of that,
on the forefront of that.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, when you showed me all the different taps, why don't you guys talk about all the different varieties of beers? Because I know, Trey, you were mentioning, that he let me sample, he asked me what I wanted. I said, just give me something equivalent to a light beer here in States.
I've tried about four of their craft beers. Mm-hmm. So far, my favorite is the one that's just a step down from your darkest.
Okay.
And the darkest one has a little bit too much bitter to it for me.
The Tatanka Stout definitely has, we call that IBUs. That is the hoppiness of your beer. So I'm sure most of you out there who drink craft beer know that the IPAs have been the huge trend for the last few years. Those are really hoppy beers. And that turns some people off. And unfortunately, people who typically are used to drinking your lighter domestic style beers, which, I mean, you got to be honest, is the majority of the country. They taste a craft beer that they don't like, and they assume all craft beer is going to be something that they don't enjoy.
Yeah.
Well, how about
we have a wide range of craft beers, ranging from very light lagers to the darkest stouts you could have, and you come and talk to me or really any other beer expert or anybody serving beer, they should be able to pair you up with something that you'll like based on what flavors you enjoy and
if,
the beers you drink right now.
If you don't mind, real quick, just for our general knowledge and the listeners at home, kind of run through a basics of what's a lager,
sure,
what's a stout, what's an ale.
I tell you, I give this beer class all the time, and it's really easy. There are basically two styles of beer. There are lagers and there are ales. All that is determined by is the type of yeast that you use in your fermentation. Lager yeast is a lower fermenting yeast at colder temperatures, so the fermentation process takes a little bit longer. Those lager style beers tend to be your cleaner, clear, real crisp beers, not a whole lot going on there, versus your ales, which is a top fermenting yeast at a warmer temperature in a shorter period of time. And because it's a faster process, you can actually get a little more punch in your flavors out of that. So your ales and lagers are broken down by the yeast you use. Your ales typically have a more robust body. You can do different things. You can have hoppier beers, maltier beers. Your lagers typically are, like I said, a little bit cleaner. And most people would think that the ales are harder to brew because, they're a crazy style beer. They've got a lot of flavor, a lot of body. And it's the opposite. The lagers, because they're a lower fermenting yeast, they take a lot longer to brew. So a good lager beer could take up to 6 months to brew. In fact, our Oktoberfest German-style lager, it's a very traditional German lager. We use all German malts. That's a beer that you brew in March because then you lager it for 6 months so that it's ready in October.
I'm assuming that's a limited amount.
Yeah. And we do that seasonally every year. A lot of the popular brands out there have a lot of Oktoberfest. But it is a very difficult beer to brew. Sometimes your really heavy ales, those are actually more simple for the brewing process and our brewers to make. And that surprises some people because, like I said, it's a more powerful beer.
How far ahead are you of demand? Let me clarify the question.
Okay.
You have to supply a certain amount of locations, and you have to produce so much. I'm assuming, is it like paycheck to paycheck, or is it, hey, I've got a month or two in advance?
That's a good question, and a lot of that depends on the brands. Some brands are higher selling versus other brands. Our really popular brands, we're brewing a couple times a week to keep up with demand, but as far as our inventory is concerned, we probably have about a month's worth of beer ready to ship out the door. But we send that to distributors, so we're not sending directly to individual restaurants. The distributors are getting large loads of our beer, and they distribute to the restaurants for us. So when we're filling an order, we're filling an order of 30, 40 pallets worth of kegs. So to keep up with that demand, we have really good relationships with our distributors. Our guys brewing are really good at what they do, and they've been doing it long enough that, a lot of it's kind of a feel. You get used to it, and some of it can be seasonal, but our beer cooler is full, but if we weren't brewing, it would be empty in about 2 weeks, I would say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I got a question about the tasting room. Why don't you give people a better idea of what is involved? I mean, does it cost something for them?
So the tasting room is open Fridays and Saturdays to the public. By state law, every brewery has to have a tasting room. Our tasting room is open Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 10. It costs nothing to come in. There's no cover charge. We'll feature live music and a food truck on Friday nights. That's all free to come and enjoy. The only cost is going to be what you decide to drink while you're there. The atmosphere is just like any other bar. You're going to order a beer. We've got taster sets. You can order a pitcher of beer.
Let me ask for a clarification, because I know when you asked me what did I want, you gave me a sample glass. When somebody comes in, I'm totally ignorant to this, okay? When somebody comes into the tasting room and they're not sure what they want, I'm assuming, correct me if I'm wrong, they can say, I'm not sure what that is, give me a taster glass, and that's for free. And then once they decide they like it, they buy it.
Yeah, and we call that just a skosh or a sample. It's a little one-ounce splash for somebody to try out a certain beer. But if somebody walks in and they're kind of wide-eyed and don't really know what they're doing, first thing I'm going to ask them is,
as a team, you'll get to the place you want to be today and tomorrow.
What kind of beer do you usually drink? And honestly, 90% of the time, it's your Bud Lights, your Miller Lights, your Coors Lights. It's those light domestic beers. So the first beer I'm going to pour them is going to be the closest thing I have to that option.
Which was very good, by the way. Yeah.
And it was a gold medal, the Light Switch Lager. It was a gold medal winner. Because during the week, outside of those business hours, I charge $200 for